So I was thinking I needed a new iPod. I dropped mine a million times. It was just one of these old pink ones that nobody has anymore. So I went to the Apple website and looked at all the new iPods. And they had these really nice nanos and the tiny little iPod Shuffle that was really cute. And the red AIDS in Africa iPod was pretty hot. But then I was looking at them and I was just like, I want something cooler than an iPod. Yeah, that was really crazy. For me to want something cooler than an iPod, I mean, I'm a serious Mac person. I've owned 3 PowerBooks, 2 iPods, an LC2, an iMac, and way too many of those goofy rainbow Apple stickers. I was so into Macs that I would become friends with people just because they were into Macs. And it was pretty easy to spot them. Like, at a job, they were the ones that dressed cool, they had better haircuts, usually ended up dating a few of them. We just loved our computers. It wasn't always easy loving Macs either. Back then, they would crash a lot. There was a whole bunch of software you just couldn't get for them. People thought eventually Macintosh would just disappear and that people who held on to theirs were just kind of crazy. And then Apple, brilliantly, were like, yeah, you are crazy, but you're crazy in this way that, like, Gandhi is crazy. Muhammad Ali is crazy.
Here's to the crazy ones. The misfits. The rebels.
Remember those Think Different ads? They had, like, these grainy black and white movies of Einstein and his hair blowing in the wind?
The round pegs in the square holes.
Those people embodied the Apple spirit. They were brilliant, audacious.
And they have no respect for the status quo.
Then the iPod came out.
Get your iPod. iPod's here.
Don't get me wrong. I was waiting for the iPods for like a year since I knew they were coming out.
You can listen to all these songs. I say at least over 50 songs. I'm not quite sure the amount.
Suddenly, the Mac secret was out. Like there were these great, beautiful, wonderful consumer products, and everybody had them. All the rich hipsters on the subway had those white cords coming out of their ears. The ads were everywhere. They'd paper, like, entire blocks of scaffolding. I got black Sony headphones with my iPod. And then my apartment got robbed. The burglars took my laptop, the 40-gig iPod, and my backup hard drive, which to me was just rude. But they didn't care how long it took me to customize the desktop pattern or the cool software that told me the humidity in Beijing. To them, it was just this expensive computer that they could sell on the street. It was just never the same after that. I went to the Apple store to get a new computer, and the sales guy was like all excited and happy, and he wanted to talk to me about all the stuff I was going to get in this computer, and I was just like, you know what? I don't care. Just give me the basic build. I just need a computer. It's been over a year since I've had the new computer, and I haven't even changed that generic blue desktop pattern that every Mac comes with. I haven't customized anything. Having a Mac is like having any other computer made by any other giant corporation. Steve Jobs is even in stock options trouble. But what are my other choices? I mean, I hate Windows. And as far as portable music players, everything out there is like this kind of crummy copy of the iPod. There's the Rio, which looks just like an iPod, except it's like kind of lumpy in these weird places. And then there's the Zune, which it looks okay, but it's definitely not going to work with a Mac. So, let's face it. I mean, I just can't leave Apple. I just have to think different, like everybody else.